About 8 days or 9 days after Kennedy became president, I was asked by Life magazine to do a story on all the people around Kennedy, all the ambassadors and secretaries. So I photographed everybody and got autographs from everybody, including McNamara, Robert Kennedy, Stevenson, Antonio Drexel Biddle, and so on. Then Pierre Salinger, the press secretary, asked me that the president admired my work very much for years, and he wanted me to take the official color portrait of him. Everything was arranged for, let's say, Thursday afternoon. It was canceled because he couldn't do it. And it was too bad because the photo session was postponed to the next day at 11 o'clock, and I didn't have strobe lights. I never worked with strobe lights. I had only artificial light, and I wanted to do it with indoor film. So we had to line up lots of safety pins. He helped me to close the curtains in the Oval Office, and we photographed. And that picture came out very, very nicely. And afterwards, I asked him to sign my book, too. And he looked at all the people I have photographed and wrote the final chapter. To Alfred Eisenstadt, who has caught us all at the edge of the new frontier, what will the passage of the next 4 years show on his revealing plate? Now, he didn't live as long. This was in 2nd of February 1961.